SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Conversations has begun. I am Gabriel Morenci, and I'm on the grid. So is the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. We've got a stacked deck this evening on the program. Donnie Wrightside's going to step up and in and kick it with us. Carmine Bianco, get your boxing gloves on because Carmine's coming to town. Where's my mouthpiece? I'm going to find my mouthpiece before this big jerk steps up and in. Well,
hey, not Carmine, with my money. Welcome to the show.
If you want to throw your money away, go ahead, guys. Not with my money. No, we love Carmine. I'm just ready now, Cam. Ready to go. Ready to go.
We're ready. I remember, bring it on, Carmine.
Wednesdays, it's Lou. What's with the bald guys, huh?
You're right, Morenci. Bald guys are more aggressive towards us. I don't know what it is, but you're right. But what a way to start the day today. I know you probably had some action on some Champions League. That was some wild and crazy stuff. And, we got a nice board tonight in the National Hockey League and the NBA, too. I actually bet on PSG, Morenci. I told you that was my pick with back in the day with Ventra, my boy Ventra. Chris Ventra, he's the guy. Hey, Cam, take PSG at like whatever. And with the injuries, they still won 4-1. I'm very impressed.
Yeah, I gotta wonder. Champions League, my ass. Barcelona, like
they suck.
What do they pay Messi $150 million to do?
I agree.
I'm gonna tell you, you suck anyways. So if I'm the owner of this team, I'm letting you go. You wanted to go last time. I'm letting you go. You don't ever win for me anyways. Like, what does this guy do? Like, it's been years. Always in it. Well, it's his team. It's this. It's that. I don't know. Yeah. Every damn match this guy is in. Neymar's not there. It doesn't matter. This doesn't matter. PSG rolled them. You know what? I was taping some interviews earlier in the day, and I was on a Twitter rampage, and I missed kickoff. We're about 5 minutes in. I'm like, oh, man, Champions League. Get in, RB Leipzig, great pick. RB Leipzig, you know what? I'm like, you know what? Barcelona always choke, but seems like they're in a good spot today. No. Bye-bye, Barcelona. No. You guys just lost 4-1. You're done.
Exactly. That was 4-1 in Barcelona, Gabe. So that's a three-goal road win without a star player. I know.
Yeah, the aggregate. That's what I'm saying. You lost at home 4-1.
It's done.
You're an embarrassment. I'm not even Spanish, and I'm embarrassed for your country.
I agree. I agree 100%. I think Barcelona is the most overrated club. Everyone talks about these guys. They suck. Like, take a look at their track record. Their defense is deplorable. Like, PSG makes no excuses there. And let's remember other thing. Barcelona's goal was scored on a penalty kick that didn't even have to be a penalty kick. So it could have been, like, even worse. Like, these guys, I'll tell you, Morenci, you could trust Bayern Munich. You can trust a couple other teams. Barcelona is a team you can never trust in any type of situation.
I can't trust any soccer team in any situation anymore.
Trust anybody.
I've been screwed. Germany is the real Germans have screwed me, and the virtual Germans. I've even lost virtual soccer betting on Germany. RB Leipzig today, great job. I'm like, you know what? Ooh, getting half a goal. Ooh, that looks good. Yeah, thanks. I'm starting off the day 0-2.
No,
beautiful getting my ass. Nothing beautiful about that. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. I am Gabriel Morenci. And like most Americans right now, I hate soccer. Although I actually do love soccer. But, you know, we went 0-2 today. And really, like, if I didn't bet on this, like, I would not even know. It was one of those deals where I wish, you know, it's like those Sundays sometimes, Cam. We're like, no, you know what? Sunday's different because Sunday's NFL. But Saturday, you know what I mean? That Saturday morning, maybe you had a few too many drinks on the Friday night. And you force yourself up. You're tired. It's been a long week. And you're like, God, I got to get up these early college football games. And you go like 0-5. And then you think, you know what? I was in a deep sleep, a comfortable sleep. And I forced myself to wake up and do this. Like, I thought, now I'm down 700 bucks. I could have just kept sleeping and I'd be $700 richer.
Exactly.
And a better phone and healthier.
I couldn't agree more. Sometimes God and the angels, they put you in a sleep. A gambler taps you on the shoulder and says, hey, Morenzi, don't worry about the alarm clock. I'm going to wake you up. Early action. We got fighting in Abu Dhabi. We got early games in the NCAA. Wake up.
You don't need an alarm clock. Lord Gambler, he'll shake you. You can be dreaming, man. You can be in a threesome with Shakira and Beyonce. Doesn't matter. Lord Gambler. Hey, Morenzi. Hey, Morenzi. Wake up. That Penn State game starting in 20 minutes.
And he wakes you up hard, too. It's not like a nice wake up. It's like, you wake up. Holy Jesus.
It's like a punch in the face. Hey, bang, wait, wake up and bet. Jackass, you know you want to. It's like, all right, I better wake up and bet. You're right. It's like Satan plants a seed. It's like a slap in the face. You're right. Bang. You wake up. It's like, oh, I better bet. I better get those bets in. Exactly. Can't even sleep. Lord Gambler, you're right. The best alarm clock in the world, Lord Gambler. He wakes your ass up every time.
Yeah, and he hits you, too. That's the thing. It's like, it's not a smooth wake up with bacon and eggs, a punch in the face and yelling at you.
Or unless you've got a big winner on deck, and then you take a little nap and you don't wake up. Come on, how many times have you said, oh, I'm getting this horse in race six? Next thing you know, you're drooling on your couch. You're like, damn, and it won. It's the worst.
I know.
You're like, I was going to get up, and I knew I was going to bet on that game, and it didn't hit. Happens all the time.
Yep. So true.
Donnie Wrightside is going to join us. We'll get into the games. Last night on Sports Rage, I told you guys, Kyrie Irving, no way he plays back-to-back. We got in at 2.5, now it's 7.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Time to season continues. I am Gabe Morenzi. We're kicking it with the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart, Sirius XM, Channel 204. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. Let's bring in the one and only Donnie Wrightside right now. As Donnie steps up and in to throw it down with us. Donnie, it's always a pleasure. How you doing tonight?
Love it. Tuesday night, college hoops up on the agenda. And can you believe it already? February 16th, only 2 weeks left to go in college basketball, guys. And then March Madness, here we go.
Yeah, you know what? March Madness is right around the corner. It'll be interesting to see how many teams are left standing. I think they might have to do this year 32 teams only. Like, it's almost like the bowl game. Are there going to be 68 healthy teams?
I don't know.
That's a reach. Are there 68 good healthy teams? That's a reach. I'm being dead serious. I'm just saying, like, this year is a little bit different. Quickly, Donnie, I've said this, and we'll get Cam's take on this. But I've said this over the last couple of days, talking about my Michigan Wolverines. They were off for 3 weeks. They come back. They beat Wisconsin. We've seen in your backyard, Villanova have been off a lot this year. Baylor have been off a lot this year. I think it's going to be an advantage for them come tournament time. They're not going to be beat up. They're going to be fresh. They're going to be fresh. They've got enough games under their belt that they know who they are. It's not, you know, I get it. They need a couple of, you know, they need some more minutes on the court still. But at the same point in time, man, these are bruising conferences, right? You get beat up. Michigan goes through a tough Big Ten schedule, a Big Ten conference. By the time they get to the tournament, and I've seen it. They run out of gas. It's like, you know what? They're tired. They won the stupid Big Ten tournament. Now they're tired. I think it's an advantage for these teams that haven't played as many games this year, Donnie, in the tournament.
It'll be interesting to see, too, Gabe, because when how's, like, the, you know, the panel going to actually judge it when the committee gets together on some teams that have played half the amount of some other teams? That'll be fun to watch. But you know when the money and the rubber meets the road, Gabe and Cam? You saw the tweet yesterday from the NCAA that said, you know what? We're going to use contact tracing. Once we get to the tournament, we'll just remove those players. Tell that to teams like that St. Louis that missed 32 days of action because they were quarantining certain individuals. But once they get to the tournament, if your star player tests positive, no big deal. Remove them. Let's keep playing. Money's money. Money, baby.
Yeah, it's amazing how suddenly when there's billions of dollars at stake, all ethics go out the window. But we've seen, Cam, we've talked about it, and it's carried over in every sport as well. It's difficult to have faith in it, but teams that that are off, it actually benefits them. I really do believe this. It gives teams, it gives the coaches an opportunity. Guys, when they're not playing, it's not like there's some rule that they can't talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, they've got Zoom meetings going on, film sessions. They can retool. It's almost like a break midway through the season. All right, guys, we played 17 games. Now this is what we've got to work on, right? And to me, it's an advantage, Cam, as opposed to a team out there grinding away every night.
Take a look at the NHL, for example. All the teams that have had time due to COVID had practice time, all won their games after a full practice. You don't have time when you're playing back-to-back, flying back-to-back. You're playing games and you have virtual meetings. When you actually have time to get on the ice and practice, those teams have looked very good. And the only losses, like Colorado, ran into a goalie that made 30 saves in a 1-0 loss. So, yeah, I know we could look at that tonight, Gabe. There are examples. Minnesota, the Wild are coming back, and the Devils haven't played in a long time, too. We'll see how they do tonight after long COVID breaks.
See, you don't know, Donnie, this show is like Pee-wee's Playhouse. We have a magic word of the day. Our magic word of the day is rubber. You said rubber. Cam lit up, and it went right back to hockey. Cam's like, you're right, Cam. Look at the National Hockey League. Right? That was the Pee-wee's Playhouse. Rubber. Ron Rubber's in the house. Don't worry, Cam. We'll get to the hockey.
Hey, Rubber.
Yeah, I love it. That's an Oilers,
No, it's a great analogy. And I said all sports. So I did say all sports. It's the best.
Thank you.
For the college basketball. Yeah. Cam spins it into the Minnesota Wild. Yeah, Cam spins it into the Minnesota Wild.
I did do that. That's true.
It's all good. It's all good. So let's get into the NBA tonight. We'll go rapid fire through each game. We'll see if you guys liked something. I'll start off with you, Cam, on this one. Boston Celtics struggling, hosting the Denver Nuggets. Numbers come down. It's 2 points right now. Total is 222 in this game. Deuces are wild. Boston minus two. Total 222. Cam, opinion on this game?
I do have a little bit of opinion. I think, I like to play situational spots, and I think Boston can be in a good spot. Denver feeling good about that loss when the Lakers, when AD went out and, Jokic went off. But Boston, you said it, Gabe, they haven't been playing well. This is a good get-right spot game. I think they're going to play their best basketball. It's only two. I lean Celtics in that spot. I know the Denver Nuggets are a very good team, but I think Boston, the situation and the desperation will come out. I would lay the two with Boston. If you don't like that money line or split it up, half your units, however you want to do it, but I'm on the Celtics tonight.
Man, it's a tough game, Donnie, isn't it? The Boston Celtics, and then they're desperate. They're going to be focused, more well rested right now. But Denver's a good team. Tough game. I'm just betting a prop or two in this game, Donnie. That's all I got for this one.
Yeah, this is a 4 or 5, the Boston Celtics. Yeah, no, I agree with you on that one, but I'm also looking at the Boston Celtics as well. I think it's a cheap line to get right at home. I always like those teams that drop back-to-back games against teams that you should have beaten. Now you step up in competition, you get that little leveling out at home. I think Boston should be able to take it down tonight. Win by a hoop, I think they can get it done.
Man, I'm not usually easily influenced by peer pressure, but I'm liking Boston,
Yeah, come on.
I can Boston.
Yeah, join the Celtics.
Get on board.
Yeah.
Boston. You know, I like Jokic. I like Jokic over 7.5 assists. Jokic averaged 26 points a game, 11 rebounds, 8.7 assists per game. It's 7.5. He's gone over 7.5 assists in four of the Nuggets' last five games. So, and basically, the one it didn't was a blowout. So, and I don't think this game's going to be a blowout. So Jokic should be able to put big numbers up. I like that over 7.5 assists. Tatum at 25.5. It's getting tight. It's high. It's a sharp number, but I could buy in, guys. And I think the total's a little light at 222 as well. We're seeing the NBA it's a high scoring league over the last couple of weeks. I think this game will have some flow to it. I can live with Boston, the over, and Nikola Jokic over 7.5. So speaking of overs, guys, we've got the Pelicans and the Grizzlies. Man, Donnie, these teams play track meets. All right, they're both big-time over teams. The Pelicans, one of those things, don't overthink it. They're 18-8 to the over on the season. Memphis are 12-10 to the over right now. Guys, in the last two games, the Pelicans have allowed their opponents to shoot 25 three-point shots.
It's pathetic.
25. Give me the over.
That's awful.
I bet this game last night over 230. The numbers come up. I'm taking the over, guys. Donnie?
No, it makes sense. I mean, look at just the last three games alone. They've given up 129, 140. Gabe, 143. They didn't even go to overtime. And then another game with 123. This game, it's going to be a track meet there. And it's one of those where even if it doesn't play to the, you know, let's just say scoring-wise, the tempo should be there. And I'm always down with that. I'll take the over. And the 230, I'll still go over that 232.
Cam, Pelicans are 5-1 to the over in their last six. No need to overthink it. And I'll tell you what, the Grizzlies on a 5-0 overrun. People, you know Memphis. I know you like Memphis, Cam. Yeah. People don't think of Memphis as a higher scoring team, but they're lighting it up right now. Valanciunas and Morant are killing it.
They are. And they're playing a faster style and tempo, and it's working for them. So if it isn't broken, you don't fix it. Before, you know, they didn't play as fast, but it's working. And I got to tell you one thing. The Pelicans, people are going to look thinking this game is very easy for them. Oh, you're a better team than Memphis. I'm not so sure about that. I kind of lean Memphis, and I like your over. I would look to Memphis before I look to the Pels in this spot.
I like Jonas Valanciunas' over prop tonight, guys. Point prop. JV goes over the number. The game goes over the number. So JV comes back from the COVID protocol, drops 23 points in 24 minutes, all right? Then following that, he has 25 points and 13 rebounds against Sacramento on Sunday night. It's his fourth 20-point game in five games since he's come back. Three double-doubles, averaging 21.8 points per game, 12.6 boards here. And the thing is, we know that that the Pelicans are not a good team defensively. Valanciunas had 24 the last time they played. Meanwhile, Zion had 29 versus the Grizzlies, guys. And Zion's gone over 24.5 and 5-6 and 7-10. Jonas Valanciunas can't play defense. Zion's going to score like 30, and Jonas is going to score like 20-plus.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decision continues. I am Marensky kicking it at Sports Grid Radio Networks. Get the winning edge, SiriusXM Channel 204. Shout out to all of our digital platforms, TV networks, apps, and everything else in between. A lot of stuff to get to. So Donnie's more of a college guy, NFL guy, than NBA guy. Not that he doesn't cap the NBA, but instead of going through every NBA game, I want to get some college ball because I know you're going to be focusing tonight. You've got your own broadcast tonight doing the Dayton game. So we'll get your takes on that, and I wanted your opinion on the Temple game, considering it's a Philly-based team taking on Tulsa tonight. But we were just talking about the Pelicans and the Grizzlies. What do you think about the NBA card tonight, Donnie? Anything catch your eye?
You know what actually catches my eye, Gabe? I always like to bring up Toronto for that angle for you. I was watching on In-Game Live last week. You know, the Milwaukee Bucks struggled down the stretch. Actually cost me an in-game wager getting 3.5. They lost by 4 points in that game. This is an interesting one because the Bucks are really good at home, but they haven't played well. Dropped three straight games. I think Toronto hangs around and can stay inside that number at getting 6 points here at FanDuel.
Cam, the Raptors and Bucks.
It's a tough game, man. I want to take the Raptors so bad. And you know what I see? I just see this game. I see this game lingering right on that number. 6, 8, 6, 8, 6. Like the whole time. I just want to be, you know, 5. It's going to be, I guarantee, Gabe, this game goes down to like a basket. Like I think it's going to be really tight. The Bucks are hot. Maybe some in-game action. If Milwaukee gets up on Toronto, we get a better number. But I admit, bark, I'm a chicken.
Yeah, I got to be honest, as a Raptor fan, Donnie, I actually do fear the deer.
I do, too.
The hashtag fear the deer. I do. Yeah. I do fear the deer. But I'll disagree with Cam in a sense that the game comes down to the wire. Either the Raptors will win outright or they're going to get smoked. It's like, I don't think there's an in-between. I think the Raptors either show up tonight and like they'll win, or it's going to be like, oh, God, yeah, they lost by 17. I think they show up tonight, actually. I think they show up tonight, the Raptors. 6 points is enough to get me interested, Cam.
It's a lot of points, Gabe. I don't know where to go, but I just got a bad feeling about this game. Sometimes you get that gambler gives you that little like tap on the back. It's like, beware, beware. I like the generous points with the Raptors, but something's telling me to stay away. I do fear the deer immensely. D Deers are tougher than they look.
Six games on the road straight for the Bucs. That is amazing stuff. So coming home, we used to like to say, like, you come home, the wife, the girlfriends are home. You don't have those legs,
you know what,
Cam,
though, Donnie?
That first night back on the court at home.
It's funny you mention that, but I've done, like, my own tests and theories, and, like, I'm telling you, it's the second game. It's the second game.
Gotcha.
Oh, it's crazy. Like, it used to be that thing. The first game, you play on adrenaline. The second game, you lay an egg. I'm not saying it happens all the time, but more often than not. I agree, though. Like, it's
what
tough.
About with no fans there? Is it? Would it be different if there's no fans at home to charge you up? So it's almost like, hey, it's just another monotonous game.
Listen, I can't take – we lost last night. I tried to be Urban Under. It didn't work out for me. I never do it.
Urban Under. Well, that didn't work. Yeah, we're done with that. One day in.
I'll tell you, I don't have to bet it. I'm just throwing it out here. The Milwaukee Bucks and the Toronto Raptors, the last six times that they had played, under. Six straight unders. And you know what? Not even
36 and a half.
Woo. Listen to this. Get this, Donnie. 115-108, January 27th. So they got to 223. We go back to the bubble. 114-106. They got to 220. Go back to last year. 108-97. 115-105. 194. 105-99. 102. 120-102. 118-112 went to overtime. These teams don't play track meets. They're rivals. It's like a battle. Like, they don't like each other. It's like they get in each other's way. And it's just crazy to me. Like, you know, like it's a high number, too, Cam. 236 and a half, man, for a Raptor game. 236 and a half.
It's very high, and the Raptors' defense hasn't been good. If you look at recency, that's why, I think. But it's not that number. That number's still too high. That's what it is. Like, before, they played better defense, but still, they're going way under the number. To get 237 damn points in this game is a lot to ask. It's a lot to ask. I lean under as well.
All right, so let's talk some college ball right now, because Donnie Wrightside's got to go in a couple of minutes. Me and Cam will get into the 7 o'clock NHL slate as well. Temple, speaking of teams that haven't played a lot, Temple have played just 12 games this year. You know, listen, they are 6-3-1 against the spread in the last 10, but a bad road team here, Donnie, taking on Tulsa. Tulsa aren't great, but the price seems kind of short. What do you make of this game?
Yeah, last team they actually beat here, Gabe, was Tulsa at home at the Lea Corps Center, 76-67, four straight losses, now once again going on the road. I think it's a nice revenge spot here, and I think the line is rather cheap at four, specifically with college basketball. You get into those late free throw situations, you can pick up the W here. I think Tulsa's going to win this game over Temple. Look, I cheer for Temple. This is one of my favorite teams to root for, but four straight losses, I don't see them winning this game on the road, and I think the number's short. I think you can win by about 6 to 7 points from my numbers from what I have here. I'm going Tulsa tonight, Gabe.
Double R, Ron Rubber, what do you got? What's double R saying?
Yeah, I lean with double R. Ooh, ooh. No, I'm a, we like the Golden Hurricane is a good. Ron Rubber likes hurricanes. -4. I'm with you on this one. I think I would lean to the Tulsa Golden Hurricane in that spot, Gabe. I have a different game that probably going against the flow. I think UConn absolutely murders. That was, who are they? Providence. Thank you, Donnie. They're playing Providence tonight. I think that's a game where UConn's got their like star players back, and I think that line people are going to assume to take Providence. I'm on UConn. That's my game tonight, Morenci.
You know what game that catches my eye, guys, is Missouri and Georgia. I think we got a live home dog here with the Georgia Bulldogs. I think Georgia are the play at home. Missouri on the road can't be trusted laying points. This number's come down as well, and it's come down for a reason. It's not like Missouri are red hot right now either. Look, Georgia are 10-3 on their home court, guys, this year.
Very good.
They're 10-3 on their home court. They've been playing good basketball. You look at Missouri. Missouri come in here coming off of two straight losses. Lost to Mississippi. They got smoked, and then they went to overtime against Arkansas. I don't hold it against Georgia. Their last two games, they lost by 8 at Tennessee. They covered. They were getting they covered the number. So they were, you go to Alabama. So they get smoked in Alabama, whatever. Alabama are a good basketball team, but Georgia are good at home. And before that, they were on a little bit of a roll. I like Georgia plus the points here, guys. I don't think Missouri should be 3-point favorites here.
I agree. Yeah. I think you're on the right path on this one. Another way I'm looking also here, Cam, is I'm going to look at the under. 154.5 it opens up. Now it sits at 152. I think that's still doable. Two teams on the court, really poor free throw shooting teams, and we know those points add up at the end of the game. I'm going to go over, excuse me, the under that 152 shot here.
It's an excellent point. Urban under, don't worry about it. I told you, Oliver over, he's your new roommate. You kick Urban under out, he gone. He didn't have the rent money. I'll tell you one thing.
Urban under's been evicted. He's banned from the property.
That's what I said. I said,
he's done.
Yeah, the first night Urban under stays at your house, he's walking around like naked, spilling like drinks all over the place. You're like, listen, buddy, you suck. I got a new guy, Oliver over. He's a longstanding friend, and at least if the rent's late, it's only a couple days late. Let's talk. This is Missouri at home is they're a different beast. That's the whole thing. You take their show on the road, it's like night and day, Morenci. You might be onto something right there. And Donnie, I agree with you. I see like bad possessions and bad shots. That total of 152 is it's too high. It's much too high. I would lean under there.
So, Donnie, you're going to be breaking down the Dayton and Rhode Island game this evening. Talk to me about the point spread of this game. Strange number. What's going on? What am I missing here?
It is a strange number when you look at it. Two teams that, like, from the past in the A-10, really dominant teams being both Dayton and Rhode Island, but two teams slipping a little bit. But the one team that I think slipping more, watching a lot, is Rhode Island. Just not happy and that with the play that they have, but it's mostly Fats Russell. He's been banged up this entire season. He's the engine that makes that team go. Hip problems, groin problems, calf problems. It seems to carry over. He's just not able to get right. I see the three-point line in this game. Opens up at 3.5. FanDuel certainly sitting at -3 right now. I'm going to take the points with the road team here. I'm going with Dayton in this one, Gabe.
Cam, is this a trap? Cam's a big fan of Dayton and the Dayton, Ohio area.
I am.
I'm thinking racers here myself. I feel like racing. I am. I'm going racing.
Yeah. I'm going racing. Yeah, we're going flying. We're going Dayton Flyers all the way. Also a big fan of the Wright State Raiders. I love this. I love the city of Dayton. Great value. I am on Dayton with you, Donnie. I love it.
There you go.
Best happy hour ever. You got 20 bucks in your pocket in Dayton. You can drink for a week.
And when we talk about racing, these guys race up and down the court, guys. They've been an over machine as of late, Dayton. Putting points up on the board, 4-1 to the over. In their last five games. But then conversely, you look at Rhode Island, these guys under machine, six straight unders for Rhode Island. All right. Six straight unders. They can't score, Donnie. That's the thing. They can't score.
No.
They're ice cold too, coming in here. Like, they have a hard time getting to 60, guys. Right. I'd like a Dayton here. What about the total though? What about the total in this game?
The 134, and it seems about right on that, but I think you're on the same wavelength I am, Gabe. When you look at I mean, 56 points, 62, 63, 60. How about the banger they had with a victory? They scored 52 and beat Fordham. So I'm on the under train with you here. And look at the unders all day long. What's going on?
52. He scored 52 against Fordham?
Wow. Yeah, 52-42 final.
Yikes. Yikes.
Donnie, right side. Hey, great stuff. So you're gonna be on Sunday night again, Donnie? I saw you and Drew Martin throwing it down. Are you guys on again this week?
Yeah, we got some big things going on in the future here with Sports Grid, so we'll stay tuned. I'll leave that with a little bit of a teaser there for you, Gabe.
Oh, nice, Donnie.
Thanks, Donnie.
Take care, boys. Thank you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're kicking it with the Ranger Redhead, Cam Stewart. Thanks to Donnie Wrightside for joining us. Although, I don't know, Donnie's a bad influence. I don't know what happened. Donnie's like a good influencer in which all these games I wasn't thinking about betting. And Donnie's like, yeah, I like this. I'm like, hey, you know what? Maybe I will jump out on this. Because I'm like you, Cam. Earlier in the day, I'm like, yeah, I'm not going anywhere near the Raptors.
No.
It's a big game for me. It is a big game. It's a big game for the Masters tonight. Like, they need this. They need to make this one up. They lost to Minnesota. So now there's a little bit of point value here. I think maybe the Raptors in the first half. Maybe it falls apart as the game goes on.
I agree with that.
And they're strong in the first half.
I kind of agree with that sentiment. I think they're going to be very, very good early in the game. And you're right. Over time, I worry about fearing the deer because I think Milwaukee will eventually figure it out. And they usually, I hate to say it, let's call it out for what it is. Toronto plays these guys tough, but Milwaukee, they've had a history. They could beat the Raptors. So it's one of those situations where I'm very weary about this game, Gabe. There's other games that I like. You're right. Like, before we talked to Donnie, I had like a couple games. Now I got like six extra games in my damn head thinking, I don't know if I want to bet these games or not. You know what I'm saying? I had my own problems before. Now Donnie's, you're right. He is a very good influencer.
Between the two of them, I would rather take Boston at home against Denver than Toronto on the road against Milwaukee. Would you?
I already had Boston on my card. That was like my first NBA game that I was going to bet. I was going to ask your opinion about another game, but it's a little bit later too. I really want to pull the trigger with the Timberwolves. They've been a lot better lately. They're getting 6.5 against a banged up Lakers team. I know it's probably not going to be a popular pick, but that's the way I look. I look at stuff. Can these guys hang with these guys and lose by less than 7? I really want to take the T-Wolves.
The number says it all, doesn't it?
Yes.
The number says it all. Then why is it so light, right? And against the Lakers.
Yeah.
It almost tells you that the sports book is very apprehensive and that their model likes Minnesota to cover cover this number this evening. So what do we have coming up? Let's go let's go to the 7 o'clock games. And we got basketball, hockey. We got college basketball. Cam can't wait. Hockey. We're getting to the hockey.
No, it's not just hockey. No, the Celtics games are earlier. I'm just trying to see in the NBA, aren't most of the games. How many 7 o'clock games do we have in the NBA? We got only one. Denver and Boston. So we'll get to Memphis, and we talk about those games. So let's hit Denver, the ice, and then we'll hit other places.
Denver and Boston. The number has come down. I like the Boston Celtics here. They know they're not playing well. So, it's, you know, sometimes teams are in denial. They get it. They understand. Kemba Walker has called them out, in which Kemba Walker basically said, the reason we don't win more is because we don't play hard enough. So Kemba's basically saying it's a lack of effort, which is an interesting dynamic here. Butler, you've got guys like Jimmy Butler. You've got guys, you know, like LeBron that can show up every night and play 37, 40 minutes. And, you know, the Celtics are sort of, you know, the Celtics are battling right now. And after Walker called them out, basically, he didn't call out anyone in particular. He said everybody. He goes, we just don't play hard enough. We've got to compete harder. We don't compete hard enough early in games, and we find ourselves in trouble all the time. So, and then Stevens came out and said, you know, our guys are tired. And it's true. I talked about it, man. Tatum hit a wall, bro, on that road trip. They played 5 games, Cam, in 7 days, traveling around the West Coast.
Guys, crazy. Like, he had COVID. And another thing is, people don't know about this stuff. He opened up about it and said, I'm having problems with my recovery. That's the thing. Like, people who brush this stuff off, you don't know how it's going to affect you. Every human has a different DNA buildup and the way you are. And he said, listen, man, I'm an athlete, and I'm still struggling with this stuff. And I really noticed it on the road trip, Morenci. He said he was tired and his recovery time took longer.
You're right. He's admitted it. But, you know, as I tweeted earlier, suck it up, Jason. Don't worry. All the experts in the YouTube chat room say it's a hoax. It's not real.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Yeah.
Just ask the experts on the internet, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, Cam, there's a great gift. There's someone, they've got COVID, and they're on a stretcher, and they get taken out of the ambulance, and there's a caption that said, are you taking me to the hospital? And they said, no, we're taking you to a YouTube chat room. That's where the real medical experts are.
That's great. Hey, man, you can see, you know what?
Right about Tatum, Cam. And the poor dude, he admitted, and that's the thing that people don't realize. Guys, COVID does serious damage to your lungs, man. Even these athletes, we don't know the long-term ramifications yet of what's going to happen. Exactly. How many guys are experiencing things and never said anything yet, Cam? They're like, I didn't say anything. I don't want to tell anybody. Tatum actually admits it. He goes, I'm not the same. And he goes, I got problems. He goes, and what struck me, Cam, is he even said, he goes, I'm having a hard time getting up and down the court. Like, he basically said fatigue is kicking in, like, big time. And he's having breathing problems. Like, it's not just, like, shake it off, man. Karl Anthony Towns, supposedly, Cam, it was real, real. It wasn't just like he was on the couch playing video games. He was really sick and worried. Yep. His mother died. Six of his relatives died. You know, guys, people don't talk about this because, you know, so many of us are white and just don't seem to care about anything. But African-Americans are three times more likely to die.
Correct.
Their DNA and genetics, and same with Hispanics. Their DNA is three times, they're three times more likely to die from coronavirus. So it's not a joke to Jason Tatum. It's not a joke to Karl Anthony Towns. You know what I mean? Think, cool, because they're in the NBA. It's not a video game, right? So all that to be said, I'm not betting is over 25 and a half tonight.
No, but I still am betting on Boston. You bring up good points, Moretzi. No, it's kind of like what the in the day, and I don't want, I'll just use this as an example. It's different, but people who worked with asbestos, you're either dead or you got breathing problems for the rest of your life. I don't know if he is going to go over. I hope he does, but yeah, maybe you're I'd rather just take Boston in the damn game because I think the rest of the, I think they show up tonight and get it done. Just win the ball game. It's 20 cents, 28 cents on the money line, whatever the heck it is. I'm on the Celtics. That's what I'm betting.
He's so consistent, Tatum. He's so good. He is. He's so consistent. But he hit a wall. He hit a wall on the road trip. He was tired. And now he's openly talking about the coronavirus after effects, and he's not over it yet. So. Yes. It's, you know what I mean? It's something to keep running. I think Kemba steps up tonight.
I agree with that.
Because you look at Kemba, if you're Kemba Walker, you just talked about not trying hard enough and not competing enough and all this. You've got to set the tone now. Exactly. And Kemba's a good guy. Like, Kemba's not a jerk causing trouble. He's just trying to be a leader. And I think Kemba steps up tonight. And I'm not saying I'm playing Kemba props, but I'm just saying, guys, I think Kemba has a good game. I can see it balanced. That's why. I don't think it's just going to be Tatum scoring 27, Ken. You know, Brown, Walker, Tatum, all three of them know we've got to step up. There's no Marcus Smart. We got to step up and get this done tonight. I think they will. I don't trust Denver on the road. Give me the Boston Celtics. So let's get to a hockey game here. Cam's ready for some pucks. Double R. We said the magic word like half an hour ago.
Yeah, rubber?
Cam's got the condom in his hand. Yeah, rubber? He's waiting to go.
Rubber.
<It's laughs> Ron Rubber. So last night, Cam, remember we talked about this earlier in the year, the when it was actually, I think it was the Utah Jazz, it was the Clippers, it was a bunch of teams that got absolutely murdered in the first half of NBA games. Mm-hmm. And we said, you know what? Next game, they're winning the first half. They're not going to get smoked like that. Like, it was embarrassing to be down by 40 at the half. They're not going to allow that to happen again. Leads me into the Buffalo Sabres tonight. Did they really not have a single shot on goal in the third period last night?
That is an accurate fact. No, it's an absolute true fact.
If we took a bunch of beer league dudes and put them.
No, I would get a shot. Yeah, you're right.
If you took a beer league team and said, all right, you're playing one period of hockey. You're on the ice against the Islanders. They'll lose like 8-0, 10-0 or something, but they'll get a couple of shots on goal. You know what I mean? Be like,
I'm with you. Kim, that's
pathetic. How do you play 20 minutes of hockey and not have a shot on goal?
You're the Buffalo Sabres. I don't even know what to say in this spot. Like, the Islanders came out and they're playing better, but you're right. It's inexcusable as a professional team. You know what the crazy thing is, too? Buffalo needs points. Like, these guys have dealt with the COVID stuff. They came out there and, you know, they battled for a bit, but they didn't look like a desperate team. I got to be honest with you. I think they're soft. I think that team's soft, to be honest. They're softer than soft. Like, they're like, people think the Leafs are soft. I think the over is the way to go. I think here's the one thing. I think the Sabres understand trying to play a defensive style against the Islanders didn't work. It's 5.5. I was right with the Islanders. I was wrong with the Urban under last night. I had the over at 5.5, and it finished 3-1. And there was no goals in the third period. So I think we got to go with the over in the game. We have two different goaltenders, too, backups on both sides. And I got to believe Buffalo can get three goals tonight, and I think the Islanders can get four. Like, I like the total in this game, Gabe. Give me the over. Oliver over.
I'm going to take the Buffalo Sabres.
I kind of like the Sabres, too.
I'm going to take the Buffalo Sabres to score the first goal of the game.
Oh, I like
I'm
that.
Take, so as I was talking about earlier, NBA teams, when they get smoked. So you're talking about an NHL team, guys, that just didn't get a shot on goal in the third period of play here. All right. Now the next period is the first period of tonight. And even though they were off for 3 weeks with COVID, all right, now it's their second game back. They're going to be a little bit, you know, more into this thing right now. They got a game under their belt. You could argue fatigue could kick in with them as well. But I'm not saying they win the game, Cam. I'm not saying they win the game. What I'm saying is they're going to come out. So the way there's two ways of looking at this. Do you take the Buffalo Sabres to score the first goal of the game, which I think they will, or you take the Buffalo Sabres in the first period, right? There's, you know what I mean? But I think they're both kind of the same. And my theory is Buffalo come out hot. Buffalo come out throwing everything at the damn net and get an early goal in this game. I'm taking Buffalo to score first, Ken.
I kind of like that angle. And I think if you play it, I kind of agree with first goal and first period. Because, you know, some of the times, like, say they throw everything in the kitchen sink at these guys and don't get it, but they're still eventually going to get one. I don't know if you do both, but I would agree with that. They can't play poorly. They're going to be a desperate team tonight. They understand points are at a premium right now. I expect Buffalo a better effort. I kind of want to take them in the game too, but the Islanders have been a lot better defensive. Their defensive play has been a lot better recently.
All right, so that's a 7 o'clock game. We're going to take the Sabres to score the game's first goal. We got one NBA game at 7. College basketball coming up at 7 o'clock. So UConn and Providence have already begun. We got Florida and Arkansas. Michigan State, Purdue. I like Georgia getting the 3 points, guys. So I'm taking Georgia plus the 3. That Xavier St. John's game can go to hell in a handbasket. I hate them both. I can't pick a winner or a loser with either of these teams. So, like, if I pick this game, the game will get canceled due to COVID. So I'll pass.
We'll pass on
that. You're taking the Johnnies? All right.
Yeah, I like that team for me. Like in situational spots where I was on Butler and that you know, it went to overtime and won. I think that line's telling you that I think they're trying to attract money on the other side there with Xavier. I like St. John's, Gabe. Give me St. John's.
All right. So we're going to take, we'll have more picks on the other side. Game time decisions continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decision continues. I am Gabriel Moranti. We're kicking it with a Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. All right, to Cam. So let's get down to business with the games we have coming up right now. We're going Boston Celtics. I'll give my picks first. I'm going with the Boston Celtics on the money line, minus 130 FanDuel. Nuggets Celtics over 222. Jason Tatum over 25.5 points. Nikolai Jokic over 7.5 assists. So I got 4 picks in that game. Celtics money line, Nuggets Celtics over 222. Tatum over 25.5. Jokic over 7.5 assists. Buffalo Sabres to score first. Dayton plus 3. College basketball, Dayton plus 3. Georgia plus 3. And I might have some picks for the other hockey games at 7, but we'll get to those in a minute or two. What do you got, Cam, coming up right now?
Yeah, I got UConn minus 6 in the basketball game that has started live. I'll give you the hockey picks later. I am on the Boston Celtics with you on the money line, minus -125. And I like Zion, same as you, Morenci, over 24.5 points. I think it's in a really good spot tonight. So those are the early picks, and I got some more for early hockey action.
Zion's actually one of the more consistent players. We've talked about it. Mm-hmm. They briefly popped it up to 25.5. He usually lives in the 23.5, 24.5 neighborhood, but he's incredibly consistent. It's like 7-3, 70% last 10. And if we went back, I bet you it's over 65%. It's probably about 70% to the over on the year with this guy. And when it isn't, when it doesn't get there, it's not him. It's like the game's a blowout. Like, he doesn't really have bad nights. I'm telling you, like,
it's true.
He's very consistent this kid. You know what it is? You know, 80% of his like points are dunks. So you don't have to be, you know what I mean? Like, that's all we talk about. Defense always going to be there for you. The dunking will always be there for you. So he gets like his field goal percentage is like 70%, 68%. You know, like everything is so close to the basket, but he's very, very consistent, this kid. I can give credit. I'm a fan of Zion. A lot of guys just sort of get hyped and stuff. You know, like it's too bad he's on a weird team like this on the Pelicans, but it is what it is. But he's a good kid. He's a good player.
Yep.
Jay Berman's got an update for us, and then me and Cam have a ton of more picks because we're degenerate gamblers. Let's go.
Correct.